Oh, damn. I had to get extra into it because we're missing Squee.
Yeah. Like I say, we got to make up for Squee somehow. Yeah. I don't think this is going to cut it, but we'll try.
It's the closest I have, though, so.
All right.
Jam, I say. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another fun-filled episode of Monday Night Magic here on twitch.tv/themanapool. You'll notice we are missing one Squee. That's because Squee is currently on the other side of the world. Literally.
Yes, literally. The fun is not guaranteed because Squee probably took it with him.
Almost certainly. And Pinball Witch just threw 10 bits for the rehire Squee fund. Nice.
But we didn't pay him in the first place, so shh, wouldn't this just be hire? Oh, shh. Never mind. This is like a recombination in the early universe, which doesn't make any sense because it's not like things were combined prior to that moment. So the re is totally redundant.
Is that?
Does that's that a mean cosmology. That
it was dundant before, and now we're dundant again.
It's even more dundant.
Gotcha.
It's recombination to the dundanter.
Ah.
This time it's neutral. See, it's recombination. It's of course when electrons first joined with protons to make neutral hydrogen in the early universe.
Yeah, I did know that actually.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
All right, good stuff. I'm Chewy. I have a purple hat.
You do?
That yeah.
I can't see you.
No, you can't. That is clues, and he can't see.
Hey, I cannot see clues either. I can't see anybody. Oh, you do have on a purple hat. Isn't that nice? But hey, I just wanted to say congratulations to the Notre Dame hockey team for taking the Big Ten championship for the second year in a row. Take that, Big Ten. You take away our CCHA, we'll just come and ruin your tournament.
I'm sure that meant something to somebody.
It totally did. It meant something to me. And if my wife were listening, she would think that it meant something too, but she's not. So I guess I have wasted that on just me.
Draconic said, how many bits to cast Squee from Japan? Feel free to just throw all the bits you can, and I'll tell you when you get there. So,
oh boy.
Yes, this is Monday Night Magic number 646. And we actually have a fair amount to get through, so let's get started, shall we?
We do. Let's keep the nonsense to a maximum.
Oh, yeah. So first up, we've got the Mythic Invitational and PAX East Survival Guide, which tells you all about the stuff that's going on magic-wise at PAX East.
Hey, I should take a look at that. You know why?
Because you're going to be at PAX East. Because
I'm
going to
be at PAX East. So, yeah, I should do that. Where is that link? I don't see that link. Invitational stuff? No,
Invitational stuff. Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that's what that is? Okay. Because it was labeled differently when I looked at it earlier in the day. All right. Yeah, okay. Okay. How and when can I watch? Can I watch in person? What if I'm there? That's what I want to know about. Because I see that they're going to be streaming it. But what if I'm literally there? There physically. What
all right,
do I
well,
do?
You figure that out quietly while I talk about the rest of stuff. And I would assume that you can. So, yes, this weekend is PAX East and also the Mythic Invitational, first of its kind. It begins at 10 a.m. Thursday. Oh, that is Eastern time. Well, look at that. That can't be right.
What, starting at 10 a.m. Thursday? Why not?
10 a.m. Thursday is 7 a.m. Saturday.
What?
I mean, 7 a.m., sorry, 7 a.m. Thursday Pacific time.
Yes, and?
Why would they start the tournament at 7 a.m.?
This is PAX East. It's in Boston.
Oh, it's in Boston, right. This is at PAX East.
Yeah,
okay, good.
Right, yeah.
Good, good, good. I get my East and my West confused.
Pretty sure that it's in your time zone there, buddy.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Excuse me, I just assumed that the Mythic... My brain had assumed that the Mythic Invitational was in Seattle, because...
Okay, but I'm going to PAX East in Boston, and I was just asking, how can I watch this?
I didn't say it made sense. Shut up.
All right, fair enough. The sense has also gone to Japan.
Yes. That's my problem. All of my time zone nonsense is stuck in Japan with Squee because I've been trying to figure out what the hell time it is. Apparently, we're doing a Tuesday morning magic for him right now.
Tuesday morning magic.
But anyway, right, so... begins at 10 a.m. on Thursday, and then on Saturday at 11:30 is when the top four... No. 11:30 a.m. This is worded weirdly. Okay, 10 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Okay, there we go. And then 11:30 a.m. for the top four on Sunday.
Yeah, did you scroll down to where it says schedule all times extraterrestrial? If you scroll down to that, it's just got them laid out nicely.
Oh, okay,
so
nice.
You can see it.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. We've got Day 9 as the stage host. I don't know what that means. I guess he's the guy that they cut to before and after all the commercial breaks or something. I don't know.
That must mean that they have a stage, which means I can go watch it.
That was my thought, yeah. But that also just might be a stage where he's standing in front of a green screen.
Well, it's going to be... Okay, hold on. Where is the event? If you scroll down even further, it's at the BCEC.
I'm not there yet, Clues. I don't care where it is. Let me
I
get
care.
Through. I know, but we don't care right. that you care.
I know.
All right, Kibler.
Who cares?
You remember Brian Kibler? He's
Who?
Not a Hearthstone player. He's a Magic Pro Tour Hall of Famer.
And an all-around handsome man.
That's true. And he is the desk host. Paul Cheon and David Williams are the two analysts. Alias V and Marshall Sutcliffe are the play-by-play commentators. And then Becca Scott is the reporter. I don't know what that means. I assume she's the one roving around talking to people.
Yeah, like interviews would be my guess.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the coverage team. At least the ones in front of the camera. Cool. The format is the duo standard that we've talked about a couple times before. You have two different decks in Arena. And in game one, which deck you use is randomized. In game two, you use the other one. And then in game three, you get to pick which one you play.
If it happens.
So there you go.
Also, I notice on a lot of their stuff that it's powered by Omen by HP. Anybody know what that is exactly?
We'll get to that, Clues. There's a whole... Did you not look at the show notes? There's a whole other link right after that.
I never look at the show notes. I work. I was doing stuff all day. I mean, I was putting assignments up while we were doing the odds and ends.
It's true. He was.
Which, incidentally, if you're one of my students, homework 9 has been posted. You should do that.
I really hope none of your students listen to this.
Yeah, I don't think they do, at least not this semester.
Okay, so,
where were we?
On Sunday at 10:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m., the War of the Spark panel at PAX East will be happening. And it's the usual thing that they do at PAX, where they show off lots of new stuff, including previewing 16 cards. So that's cool. And... Yeah, that's really all there is to it. If you haven't watched the Mythic Invitational trailer here, give it a watch. It's 46 seconds long and is basically worth 46 seconds.
Totally worth it.
So there you go. And of course, first place. This is the $1 million Invitational. First place gets $250,000. Second place gets $800,000. And then it drops from there. Seems good. It's all right. There you go. If you're at PAX East, go check out the panel and try to find Clues.
Yeah, say hi to Clues. He looks like this.
If you're watching this,
if you're not watching on the stream, you're missing what I look like. You're welcome.
Yeah, if you're watching this, he looks like that.
But if you're listening
to this, that still applies. He looks like that.
That's right. I still look like this, but it's whatever this is in your mind, and I hope you're picturing me handsome. So.
I mean, I am, and I'm looking at you.
Go for that.
All right. So that's the PAX East thing, Mythic Invitational. They've been hyping it up pretty hard. It's going to be huge. So huge, in fact, that, look, an article about Omen by HP being the title sponsor.
Oh, is that what that link is? Okay. Yeah, what does that mean? Is that like their line of, let's say, gaming PCs? I don't understand.
Yes. I think that's exactly what it is. But
does it foretell your death? Is it?
No, it's about a young child who is the Antichrist.
Yeah, I was going to say, and doesn't that have, oh God, what is his name?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I'm picturing him in my head and it's not helping.
Does he look like this?
And no, he doesn't look anything like that. He looks different. He looks very different.
But the big thing about Omen by HP being the title sponsor is that Omen by HP is a huge esports sponsor. This is not like sponsored by Ultimate Guard Sleeves or whatever. This is a big deal. This is one of the sponsors of the Overwatch League, for God's sake.
Huh.
So this is a huge deal for Magic as an esport that Omen by HP has been nabbed as a sponsor. There's an article in the show notes that sums it up quickly. So
it does have Gregory Peck in it, but that's not who I was thinking of.
All right. But okay, so that's pretty big and important and shows that there is something to this, because Omen doesn't just slap their name on anything. Right? Right. Moving on.
Right.
Okay, we had a big reveal. Was this yesterday? March 22nd? This was Friday.
Which reveal? Oh, that one. Oh, yeah. That was Friday.
Yeah, so this came from TouchArcade.com, which I've never heard of.
No, but with that other bit that you read me earlier, that... Yeah, okay, go on.
Yeah,
go on.
We're getting to that. And sure. This is a new Magic the Gathering brand game. It's a mobile game. It's a mobile card game, sort of.
Kind of?
It's not... Well, I mean, it is a mobile card game. It's not Magic as we know it. This is not Arena. This is a... You remember Magic Puzzle Quest?
I do, and I actually enjoyed it because I like Puzzle Quest.
Okay, it's sort of like that as far as its function. It's a mobile game with magic on it to get people to see and think about magic. This is not supposed to replace magic. This is not... They even said... it's a mobile card game that is not trying to recreate the physical card game and thus be confused with Arena. They're not trying to do that. So this is not Arena on mobile. This is...
It certainly is not.
It's a mobile card game that's got Magic branding, but it's not Magic as we know it. Is this making sense? Am I being clear here?
No, as clear as the article, yes.
I mean, I would like to be more clear than the article. It's a brand expansion thing to try to get Magic in front of more people. Magic the name and the brand, not Magic the card game that we know and love. Got it?
Yes. This is a different game.
Yes.
With Magic names.
Yes. And maybe. It's got... I really like the art style. The super deformed planeswalkers.
The art style's really pretty sweet. I feel like... Okay. I'm not looking at your screen. I'm looking at my screen. But have you scrolled down? Are you showing the sketches of Chandra?
I am now, yes.
Because I feel like we've seen some of these sketches of Chandra before, and we couldn't figure out what they were going to go to, what it was for. I may be wrong. That could have been a fever dream I had. I don't really know.
None of this rang any bells with me, but that I also don't go out of my way to look for magic stuff, so.
That's fair. Sometimes magic stuff finds you.
Yeah. But, like, if my brain doesn't register it as, yes, this is news, I just gloss it right over.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Do you ever mat it right over, or is it just gloss?
It's just gloss, yeah.
Okay, fair.
It's got to be shiny. It's got to be shiny.
Not a luster finish. Anyway, you guys like magic, right? That's why you listen to the show. If so, you've come to the wrong place. You guys like magic, right? And maybe you like MTGO. Maybe you like Arena. Well, then, if we got something for you that's none of those things, it's this.
Yeah. So, whatever it says, this game offers a new take on mobile CCGs by combining opportunistic bluffing and counterplay that delivers unparalleled depth and strategy with true mobile accessibility. Which means it's neat. That's just blah, 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 blah words that mean, okay, this is not just boring and stupid. But they're going to say that regardless, so duh. But then it says this. Vertical gameplay allows for one-handed use for an even more unique experience in the genre. And there were some discussions about this one-handed thing in the Manipool Discord server on Friday when this was revealed.
I'm sorry, but now that I know this article came from Touch Arcade, it just makes it that much worse. It really does. I'm sorry. I'll get it together here in a minute.
The fact that the site is named Touch Arcade doesn't really help. So, wait, who's... Stark, you're in here. You mentioned in the Discord server about some use for one-handed gaming that you heard about in the past. What was it? Because I don't remember now, and I can't go look without screwing up Plus's camera. Excuse me, I'm choking to death.
Good news, everyone. I have a live update about Squee. He has found a Denny's in Japan. I repeat, he has found a Denny's in Japan.
Excellent.
So, I don't know that he's going there, but he's found it.
All right, so Stark said, he was referring to Earthbound's ad campaign. You remember Earthbound? 1,000 years ago on the Super Nintendo? Yeah. It says, they advertised you could play it with one hand so the other hand could be used to eat pizza. True. And Pinball Witch just said one-handed gaming is more accessible for disabled people. Also true. But the vast majority of the time when I see one-handed mode on Steam,
yeah,
it's not for any of those wholesome things. I'm just saying.
I just feel like they could have worded it differently, is what I'm saying.
Like, if you get a high score, do you remove an article of clothing from your planeswalker?
I mean, I get it. When people are playing games on their phone, they want to be able to do that while walking or, you know, moving around. I get that. I get it. People do the whole one thumb controlling their phone with everything thing. I get it. But, wow. When you post that kind of stuff on the internet, you've got to know where that's going.
So, so this game will be free to play. New cards obtainable via in-game quests and by opening packs. You know the drill. It's a mobile game. It's going to have in-app purchases because, of course, it is. It's a Magic game. Arena has in-app purchases. Magic Online is just in-app purchases. It's not like this is a new thing for Magic or for mobile games. But other good news, this is by Seismic Games, who are known for such hits as Marvel Strike Force.
I was going to say, I've heard of them.
I like the way it says such hits as Marvel Strike Force. That is such a hit as. That's not plural. Good job.
Yeah, excellent work.
Yeah. But I've heard of Marvel Strike Force, so... That's good for getting the brand out there, I guess. I don't know if Marvel Strike Force is any good or not, because I avoid mobile games like the plague after being sucked into several a few years ago. So, yeah, this is neat. Apparently, Android users in the Nordic region can try out starting this week.
So if we have any listeners in the Nordic region
who use Android,
try it out. Let us know.
Yeah. And I know we've got a few of those, so yeah, by all means, let us know what you think.
So when I first heard about this, I was less than pleased. I was disappointed, is what I was when I heard about this, because I feel like, first of all, the thing that I want, that I desperately want, is Arena on mobile, specifically Arena on Android, because I've got a beautiful Android tablet that I think would be great for Arena. And so I felt like when this was announced, look, they're giving us a thing that is Magic-esque. Magic, it's tangentially related to Magic. It's peripherally related. I don't know. It's Magic-esque, okay, sure. But anything they give us on mobile that isn't Arena, I think makes it that much less likely that we're going to get Arena on mobile. But if that's a concern you have, stick around. Later in the show, we will cover everything you need to know about the future of Arena.
Yes.
Right after this break.
But there's also the why are they giving us this instead of whatever else? And remember, this is being done by Seismic Games. Nobody that has anything to do with Magic Arena is doing anything with this. So
they
it's not
licensed
like Wizards of the Coast.
Out.
Yeah, it's not like Wizards of the Coast is diverting their effort and doing this instead. That's a dumb argument. Shut up. Okay? Okay. But there you go. So that's a thing. Check it out. It'll be soft launching around the world in various places soon. So once you find it, let us know what you think.
Okay, I have a message from Squee. I assume this will mean someone to it means something to someone in the chat. Devil's Brownie.
All right. Clues, I need you to stop reading Squee's messages. So we
but
can
Squee's
get
at
episode.
Denny's. He sent me a picture of the Denny's menu where they sell beer and something called the Devil's Brownie.
I don't care, Clues. We have to get through the damn episode. Please ignore Squee's messages until we're done.
What he's doing. Okay, all right, fine, fine.
Thank you. Okay. All right, moving on. More news. Hey, you remember the London Mulligan?
Yeah, I do.
That they were only going to test out at London?
London, yeah.
Well, it turns out from April 10th to May 1st...
Yes?
They're going to be using the London Mulligan in Magic Online. It says
what?
The London Mulligan will be the mulligan used on Magic Online.
Like, you don't have a choice. It's just going to happen.
Yes. This will apply to all formats and all events and casual games because they want data.
Data.
So there you go.
Okay, as MTGO is the best and largest way to play classic formats like Legacy and Vintage, since God knows we don't support those in paper, this test will provide... I added that bit. This test will provide a critical mass of data to help R&D make a final determination whether to adopt this mulligan for Magic as a whole.
Yeah.
Huh.
Also, it will allow the Mythic Championship competitors to practice their modern game under the same conditions that they'll face in London. So, yeah.
Huh.
In other words, they complained loudly enough that Wizards went, oh yeah. Although it's possible that this was in the works anyway, but you think they'd have announced that at the time. You know, when those people were complaining about it.
This proves that they can alter the underlying code for the mulligan with relatively short notice. Pray they do not alter it further. I really just wanted to work in an Empire Strikes Back reference there.
I'm telling Bill to stop distracting Clues.
That's right, Bill. Keep distracting Clues.
There we go. Okay.
Hey, I should respond to Chewy here in this chat.
Clues, I swear to God. You ever like the way Clues is like, can we get this episode done quickly? And yet he's constantly sidetracking us constantly.
Yes.
All right.
I do like, no, actually I hate that. You're right.
So there's also all this other Magic Online news, but
let's see. All right. Anything else we care about in this? No.
So let's go to Magic Arena.
Legacy playoff event Sunday, March. Oh, that already happened. Never mind.
The Magic Arena state of the beta was, posted here on the 20th, and we get cosmetics, which is neat. So in Hearthstone, one of the things you can collect...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I saw this at the end of last week, and I thought this was neat.
Yeah, one of the things you can collect are card backs to customize the look of your deck. In fact, they just recently, in the last patch, added a random card back option. So those of us that have been playing forever and ever and have actual dozens of card backs, we can just set it to random, and every game we get a new one. Yay! Well... For some reason, Magic doesn't want to call it card back, so they're calling it card sleeves. Which makes sense, given the physical card game and sleeves are a big thing. So yeah, you're getting card sleeves.
If I play long enough using the card sleeves, here's what I'm thinking. Okay, I got this idea. You see where I'm going? You see where I'm? We can't stop the train. This is the way the train goes. So here's what they'll do. They'll sell me card sleeves, right? Okay. As a matter of fact, what they'll do is they will link to Ultra Pro, who will sell me card sleeves. Okay. I play with the card sleeves for a certain number of games, but after a while, a few of them start to get bent corners or scratches, and then eventually my deck becomes marked, and I get a game loss every time I play if I don't buy new card sleeves. And I can play without card sleeves, but if I do, my cards themselves will start to degrade, and they'll lose value as I play with them. So I see exactly where this is going.
So, yeah, they're offering guild bundles for each of the Ravnica guilds. Each guild bundle has a card sleeve, which is a card back, an avatar for the guild leader that you can use, and also 4 card styles. Huh, what are card styles, you say? Well, it's a dumb name.
Yes, what are card styles?
It's a really dumb name, but card styles is Arena's version of a foil. And you can see right here on the screen, it uses a combination of like a parallax effect.
Yes.
And full art to make it move and look pretty, like you're seeing. And if you're listening to this later, go look. The link is in the show notes under, I don't know what it's called. It's the one that says Arena, probably Arena State of the Beta.
Yeah, probably.
And that's really pretty.
It is pretty spiffy.
Yeah. I worry about the effect this will have on performance, although I seem to remember someone asking and them saying it was negligible, but of course they're going to say that.
Yeah. I worry about becoming motion sick if all of my cards are doing this.
So, yeah, they have card styles for over 100 cards. I really don't like the name card styles. It means premium. When it says 4 card styles, in my brain, I'm like, 4 card styles, does that mean different borders for your cards? No, it means 4 individual cards will get this treatment.
Huh.
So it's weird. But yeah, they're having card styles for over 100 cards, spread across card rarities and sets, and sleeves for each color of mana, and more. So,
now, these card styles, they're based on the illustration that's on the card. So once you unlock a card style for that illustration, it will apply to all cards in your collection that have that illustration.
No matter what set they're from
or
anything like that.
As long as it still uses that art, you can.
So if they do card style for that one dinosaur that's in like every set, then you'll get it across every set that has that one dinosaur in it. What's that one dinosaur?
Denver?
No, that's the last dinosaur.
Oh.
Yeah, that's freaking 6/6 that was in Colossal Dreadmaw. Thank you, Pinball Witch. Yeah.
I was going to say a Bronto Dave, but...
Him too, yeah.
All right.
But... Yeah, and also, once the card style is acquired, it unlocks for every copy of that card illustration in your collection. So it's not like you'll have one foil and 3 that aren't. No. It's just there. And I presume you can turn it on and off, because I really think this would drive me up the damn wall, but... There you go. Additional notes, let's see. Card styles don't add cards, blah, 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 based on the illustration. It's possible to acquire card styles for cards you do not have in your collection.
It's there to taunt you.
That just means you'll have it now, and when you get that card, it'll have the style. Yay. Ah, applying a card style is optional. Good. Excellent, excellent. And then card sleeves, like I said, are just new card backs, which are really cool. And you get new avatars. Sure. Okay. What else is there? Oh, we've got Sparky, who is... Sparky is the AI. Sparky, so for those of you who play Hearthstone, Sparky is apparently going to be the innkeeper, where you can just queue up and practice some games with your deck without having to jump onto the ladder or something and get smashed and lose your rank because you were testing out a new deck. So that's cool. What is the... I didn't read this article because I don't play Arena.
Yeah, I didn't either because I also don't play
An
Arena.
An update to our progression system for players new to the game.
Oh, hey, I could play Arena.
Cool. So there's a new player thing. There's treasure constructed, a new event. And there you go. That's your Arena state of the beta. It's all about the cosmetic stuff.
And all about Sparky. The shiny.
All about the shiny and Sparky. As was pointed out in the Manipul Discord server, still no friends list, but you have Discord, so guess that's okay. Because they have the Discord, you know, integration.
Actually, no, I didn't know that.
What? Yeah, they have Discord integration now, so you can challenge people directly through Discord instead of having a friends list in game. Your friends list is your Discord friends list.
Huh. Well, as long as Discord doesn't fold, everything will be fine.
That is a good point.
Let me just check my GeoCities email, and I'll update on LiveJournal when I'm going live.
Well, if Skype, with its barely functional ass, is still around, then I think Discord's probably fine. Yeah, apparently I'm constantly logged in, even though I don't have Skype on any machine.
Huh.
Scott, my buddy and webmaster, tried to send me something over Skype because he saw I was online. He's like, didn't you get it? I'm like, no. He's like, I sent it to you on Skype. I'm like, I don't have Skype installed on anything. He said, it said you were online. And I went, huh? So yeah, that's awful and kind of terrifying. Yeah, it's built into Windows 10. I thought I had installed it from Windows 10, but apparently I didn't. But even so, you think I would have to have it open for it to show me as
no.
online.
It knows better. It's open. Don't worry about it.
Ugh. But anyway, so there you go. Now, there's another article here from Twin Galaxies.
Yes!
It's about the competitive season and how it's going to be tabletop and arena, blah, 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 blah. Whatever.
Yeah,
none of it matters.
None of that matters.
You get right here where Bear Schmedeker said...
Let me see. Can I read it and see if I can do it without swearing?
Yeah.
However, with Magic the Gathering Arena, the possibility of the game coming to other platforms could inject a ton of new players into the competitive scene right in the middle of the season. Does Schmedeker, is that how we decided that was? Does Schmedeker and his team see this as a potential challenge? No, he says, for a simple and a bit disappointing reason. The game staying PC exclusive for the foreseeable future. If you'd like to know what Clues thinks of that, I can't actually tell you because there's no swearing on Monday Night Magic.
Indeed.
Yes, quote, we don't have plans to expand to other platforms, so this will not affect the competition period, end quote, Schmedeker bluntly puts it.
You guys heard that, right? That was weird.
Why? What was it?
I think your internet might be a little wonky.
Is it being flaky?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we got it. It did that thing where you paused for a second and then sped up. It was very strange.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. I didn't swear during that, I promise. But I am really, really bitterly disappointed. Like, just shockingly disappointed. Like, seriously? Watsy, I want to give you money for this thing. But I do not want to do it on Windows. Have you considered the rest of the planet who's not using that platform?
Yeah, so I don't know what the actual percentages are in market share, but I understand focusing on Windows over Mac. Sorry, Clues. But
oh, no, I get it. I agree. That. It's just the whole point in making this, at least as I understood it, part of the point in making something that wasn't just MTGO was to build something from the ground up that they could port to other platforms. I swear to God, that's one of the things they said when they were developing it. So that it would be easy for them to push it, that the underlying architecture was going to make it easy for them to put it on other platforms, be it a PlayStation or Xbox or iOS or Android or Mac or OS 2 Warp. I don't know, the Sidekick. I think that was a phone once upon a time. I mean, look, all I'm asking is anything else, like anything else. But yeah. Apparently that is too much to ask.
Not putting it on phone for the foreseeable future means that I'm not going to be playing Arena for the foreseeable future.
Ditto.
So, sorry. For anyone who's like, Chewy, why don't you play Arena? It's because they won't put it on somewhere where I can play it without having to be sitting right here. This is where I work. I don't want to sit here to play games. I go out there to play games. I'm just saying. Especially not a game like Magic that involves sitting there for hours and hours and grinding. I want to be able to do that while I'm taking a crap. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What, one-handed? Yes, thank you, Jake Spencer. While I'm taking crap,
yes, that's
one-handed.
Right. One-handed. Yeah, I am just, by the way, I'm pretty sure one-handed is the name of this episode.
I think it is now.
One-handed. There we go. I'll put that in the show notes as a possible title. Seriously, Watsy, I want to pay you monies to play this thing. Why do you make this so hard?
And
why?
And if there are reasons that you're doing that, tell us what they are.
Tell us. Yeah. Yeah. Was there a dump truck full of money from, you know, the Gates Foundation? If so, totally cool. Just tell us. That's fine. I get it. I've got a price too. For enough money, I'll play Blue.
Whoa.
I know. I mean, it's a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. We're going to have to, you know, haggle over that, but it's a lot of money.
That is impressive. So, yeah, like, if there's a problem with the actual, like, setup of Magic Arena to make it work on phones, say that. If when you built the game you screwed up and made it to where porting it would be a large pain in the ass... Say that. So we can laugh at you, but we'll understand. Don't just say...
That's right.
We're not gonna. Because all it does is piss us off.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm sure there are reasons that make sense, but I don't know what they are, so this just pisses me off. But, anyway... There's literally nothing else in this article that is newsworthy, except for this sentence right there. So, that sucks.
Yes, a lot.
They really need to work on their PR in this particular way. I wonder if Hearthstone, way back, because Hearthstone was in beta for some amount of time, and then it came out. And then, like a year later, it was available for mobile, but only on tablets. And then some period of time after that, it finally came out on phones. But I want to know, back then, were they saying, we have no plans to port this to mobile? Or did they say, we're working on it? That's what I want to know. Can anyone dig up any of that? I'm curious. Let me know.
Or was it nothing but crickets?
Or was it nothing but... No, they had Ben Brode, and he likes to talk.
By the way, earlier when I was trying to figure out who it was in The Omen, I was actually thinking of The Prophecy, and it was Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, yeah.
And,
The Prophecy is one of my favorite old silly movies.
Yeah, so that was totally wrong. I just wanted to circle back to that because I had it open in a tab and I wanted to close that. So
when lots of people saw that Viggo Mortensen was going to be Aragorn, they went,
yeah,
who's that guy? When I saw that Viggo Mortensen was going to be Aragorn, I went, oh my God, it's Satan. Because he was Satan in the prophecy. And I said, Mom, you're never going to guess who they're getting to play Aragorn. And she's like, who? I'm like, one of the characters from Lord of the Rings. She's like, oh, because she didn't know who that was at the time. She's like, who? I'm like, the guy that played Satan in the prophecy. And she went, I could see that. And I was like, ah. Anyway.
All right. Good
times. Moving on. Is it tournament time already? Was that it?
I think it's tournament time already.
Hang on.
We all right.
We have two more things. Apparently, but we mentioned this before, Django Wexler, author of The Shadow Campaigns, The Forbidden Library, and The Wells of Sorcery. Never heard of any of those, but I don't read anything remotely current. Is doing a prequel novel-ish for War of the Spark. I think we knew something about this already because the Del Rey publishing thing from last week, they said if you sign up for their newsletter thing, you get a bunch of prequel stories by Django Wexler.
Yes, I believe that is the case.
So I guess we knew that, or maybe not, but whatever. Here is his tweet about it. So there you go. Hooray. I have a DM. Oh. It's none of your concern. I didn't even know I had a DM. All right, moving on. There's one more thing that we already knew, but lots of people missed this when we said it before.
Apparently,
I have seen this, they had this link sent to me like four times, but the Rosewater was asked about the global series, and he responded with, hey, we're not doing those, except he says it wasn't intended necessarily as an ongoing thing, even though it's called Global Series.
Plural.
And when it was announced, they said, we can't wait to get more. I remember that specifically. But Gavin, we already knew this because Gavin said that the Global Series was being discontinued after the first one in his State of the Magic Product Design or whatever article from a few weeks ago. So, but like I said, apparently everybody missed this because I keep getting sent this exact link. So there you go. No more Global Series. I find it odd that Rosewater is saying that it was never intended to be because it sure sounded like it was, but this wasn't a thing that he had anything to do with, I don't think.
Look, it's possible that marketing and R&D weren't on the same page on this one.
Except Gavin said that it was discontinued, which implies that there were going to be more. Yeah. But anyway, like I said, I don't think it was anything Rosewater had anything to do with, so he might have just been unaware or something. I don't know. I don't care. We already knew this. This is not news, but because people seem to miss it, we're saying it again. All right, now it's tournament stuff.
Tournaments!
Yay! All right, Magic Fest Kyoto happened this weekend.
Sure did.
Just missed it because of time zones.
Yeah.
And he's also going to miss Yokohama, which is in a couple weeks, because he'll be in a different part of the country. Yeah. So, all right. Hey, Clues, how many people were at this again?
There were, I believe, 2,054 players at this one, which is not a small number.
That is not a small number. And this was Modern.
Yes. No. Standard.
Standard.
This was Standard, yeah.
It was Modern last week, because everything was Modern last week. Right.
Right. Yeah, this one's Standard.
Where are the decklists?
Yeah, I don't think we get those.
Oh, wait a minute.
There is a link to Wizards coverage in Japanese right here.
Hey,
that's not going to help us, because we don't speak Japanese.
Oh, wow, yeah, this doesn't help at all.
Wow, yeah, that is in Japanese. Look at that.
I mean, we could mouse over the cards, but
that Google Translate, you got my back, buddy? Maybe.
All right.
Okay, well, we can at least go through who won this.
Hang on, let's check the player profiles. Oh, okay, the deck lists are in the player profile.
They are?
Unfortunately. All right.
Okay.
Okay, clues. I'm going to need you.
Oh, man. All right, don't throw me under this bus.
It looks like Daekyung Bae, apologies for the mispronunciation of all of these, won.
Correct.
He was playing. What the hell is this? Chain Whirler, Direfleet Daredevil, Crawl Harpooner, Red Green Phoenix? Wow, I can't do this without the pop-up on the cards. I just can't.
It's rough.
I don't know card names. I have to see them. Oh, God, that's even worse. All right, well, he's playing a deck with Direfleet Daredevil, Goblin Chain Whirler. Oh, wait, no, this is Rekindling Phoenix. Oh, that makes more sense. Growth Chamber Guardian, Gruul Spellbreaker, Krull Harpooner, Scargan Hellkite, Collision Colossus, Lava Coil, Lightning Strike, Shock. Pinball Witch says Gruul Warriors, and so does this person whose name I can't read because it's blue and black. DeWidge. Okay, thank you. I didn't know this was a deck. Or did I? We've seen this before, haven't we? Once. Alright, anyway. Who's in next place? Yuya Watanabe.
Yuya Watanabe, yeah.
Where is he? He's right here, playing... Wow, I did not realize how much I needed card pop-ups. Carnage Tyrant, Hostage Taker, Hydroid Krasis, Incubation Druid, Jade Light Ranger. Okay, this is that mostly green deck with the tiny splash of blue. Sultai Krasis? Where's the black? Is Cast Down black? Oh my god, this is awful! Alright, you know what? I don't care what these people were playing anymore. This is actually going to take way too long.
Seems fair.
Yoshihiko Tokuyama finished third.
Third, yes.
Kensuke Kato is in fourth.
Yes, and then comes the one. I'll now read the numbers next to their quarterfinals. One is in fifth
one.
Place.
One. Peter Sochirek.
And then, two.
Two. Kenta Harane.
Actually took sixth place. And then three.
Maeba.
Yeah, took seventh place. And then eighth place is actually the one listed at five.
Teruya Kakumai.
There we go.
Yeah, that
yes.
Guy.
Yes, by our many degrees combined, we can figure out this top eight.
Yeah.
But not their decks.
But not their decks because...
Sorry.
I just don't care enough to go through all that effort. I'm terribly sorry. Yeah, no. Okay, moving on.
All right. Congratulations to everyone involved. Way to go.
Yeah, good job. So let's go to, oh God, Star City. Had a team constructed.
They sure did. They sure did. And in that team constructed, we had 318 teams. Which is what? Like 1,240 four players, something like that.
What did you multiply by?
Like four?
It's three.
Teams are three, right? Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm like okay,
right,
okay. No, hold on. Yeah, we can do this. That's four.
Clues got confused with the Nationals teams, I think.
I'm sorry. It's like 954 players? Is that right?
That sounds better, yeah.
Times eight, that's 24, 24 three, and 3, three. Yeah. Two, that's yeah, 5, 3. Yeah, there we go.
Good job.
954. Yes, 1,254. No.
Buh. Okay, so okay. This was team constructed, which means there's one person playing Legacy, one person playing Standard, and one person playing Modern. Which means we're not reading you all this either. The winning team.
Which also means that those deck lists don't matter.
Yeah, the winning team was Christopher Miner, Freddy Crespo, and Joe Ambrosio. They all have cool names. I'm glad they won. Grown men doing math, the podcast, right?
I'm sure there is one.
It's like, don't do caster math. You hear casters say that all the time when they're play. If you watch any sort of esport, you just don't do caster math. It's never going to be right. The second place team was Steve Rubin, Frank Skarin, and Peter Ingram. Third was Austin Collins, Zen Syed, I really need to learn how to say his name, and Brad Carpenter. Fourth place was Teresa Foe, Jeff Zhao, and Mason Clark. That was fourth. Fifth is Daryl Ayers, Edgar Magalhaes, and Matthew Dilks. Sixth place, we have Abe Corrigan, Ethan Gajewski. The Deadman83 is now following. Why, thank you. And Kellen Pastor. That's sixth place. Seventh is Minajul Hoke? Hawk? How do you say that, Clues? H-O-Q?
I don't.
Oh, okay. Chase Masters and Jacob Tilk. And the top eight is rounded out by Jim Davis, Ross Merriam, and Tannen Grace. They're all playing decks. Links in the show notes if you want to check it out.
We could take a quick glance at least, at the Day 2 metagame breakdown for the team open.
Oh, yeah, I missed that.
So they do have that. And
metagame breakdown. There we go.
Is it Phoenix is totally on fire in Modern?
With eight decks.
Eight decks, yeah. The next highest in Modern is Amulet Titan with three.
There are only 27 teams for Day 2.
Yes.
That seems really low.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so in Standard, we've got 5 Sultai midrange, 4 Esper Control, 3 Zorius Aggro, 2 Mono Red Aggro, and Mono Blue Aggro each, and Gruul Aggro. Good lord.
And a Merfolk, Dimir Control, Simic Climb.
Modern does have the Izzet Phoenix with 8.
8.
3 Amulet Titan, 2 Mono Green Tron, 2 Burn, 2 Dredge, and 1 of all these others. And then in Legacy, there were 5 Izzet Delver.
It is.
4 Death and Taxes. Huh. And then 2 each of Miracles, Grixis Control, 4 Color Loam, and everything else is a 1 of. Nice.
All right, and again, this metagame pretty much doesn't matter unless you're actually playing in a team event, because everything is weird and wonky in team events.
Indeed.
Weird and wonky.
Let us go to the classics, then. How many people were in the Standard Classic? Clues?
184 Planeswalkers battling it out in Standard.
All right. Zach Boblett won, running Azorius Aggro. Is this the mono white with a tiny blue splash? It is. Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Robert Gress in second with Gruul Aggro. Is this that deck we were just talking about that I didn't recognize? It is!
Gonna say yes?
Well, this one's slightly different, but same idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Neat. In third place, Grayson Cock is running Rakdos Midrange. Those two words don't go together.
Yeah, those words are not words.
CJ
I would
Commander
expect.
Rick's Mighty Reveler, Rekindling Phoenix. Okay, yeah, it does.
Okay, all right.
Karn, yeah. Yeah, you can't have aggro with Karn. That doesn't
Nah. Karn's not the most aggro-y.
Okay, weird. Fourth place, Cameron Sullivan with a Teemer Reclamation deck. What's Wilderness Reclamation? Right.
Oh.
Couldn't remember the name of the card.
Yeah, why was I thinking Reclamation Sage? Is that a thing?
Did yes, I make that up? Yes, but not in this format? I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say Reclamation Sage is an elf that destroys an artifact when they come in, I think. It was
like
tech.
That.
Yeah, it was tech against the Miracles deck back before we banned top.
Okay, so definitely not in standard.
Yeah.
Where was I? Fifth place, Justin Stigger is running Naya Angels. David Waterston in sixth has Tamer Reclamation. Cooper Johnson in seventh is Azorius Aggro and Jason Reed. I don't trust him because of his first name. In eighth is running the Selesnya Tokens deck.
Never trusted Jason.
Never. The rest of the top 16, there's a mono white aggro deck. Is this just... It's that deck without the tiny blue splash in the board. Cute. Esper Control, more Reclamation, more Azorius Aggro. There's an Izzet Phoenix and a Gruul Aggro to round out the top 16. Wait, Reclamation Sage was in Core Set 2019?
It would appear so. So, Reclamation Sage is legal.
Okay, there you go. Thank you,
Play Reclamation Sage.
Clearly, it's making a big splash in Standard.
Destroy the pointy stick.
All right, so that was the Standard Classic. How about the Modern Classic? This had a lot of people.
The Modern Classic. We had 240. Whew, 240 playing Modern.
All right, and Paul Muller.
Almost like Modern's a popular format or something.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Paul Muller, or possibly Mueller, we don't know. One with the Izzet Phoenix deck. Huh. Daniel Weiser is in second with the Izzet Phoenix deck. Nick Moore in third with Azorius Control. Mac Bauer in fourth playing. Clues? You're looking at stuff. It's Burn.
It's Burn. Oh, I was going to guess Burn, but I didn't want to feel foolish, so it's totally Burn.
Corey McKay in fifth has Eldrazi Taxes. Mark Parker in sixth has Hardened Scales. Remember that deck? Tom Medvec in seventh also is paying the Eldrazi Taxes. And Alan Swan has the Azorius Spirits deck flying around. The rest of the top 16, more is it Phoenix. There's an Ad Nauseam. There is Affinity that is named improperly. Mono Red Prison, Dredge, Infect, more Phoenix, and Gruul Ponza. What the hell? Yeah. Yeah, we've seen this deck a few times, and every time it makes me wince. Stone Rain, Molten Rain, Blood Moon, Trinisphere. Yikes, Clues?
Yeah, sorry, it was just Stark caught me off guard with a comment in the chat there. For those of you who don't watch the show when it happens, you're really missing out. So there's some great, great comedy in the chat. It's really worth it.
Would you care to share what that
comment yes, was? So Stark has said that Corey better take care of those Eldrazi taxes soon. April's coming up fast.
It's true.
And it is true. Also, thank you, Pinball Witch, who has done some research for us on the Hearthstone, which was released in March of 2014, and less than 1 month after had a version on iPad in some parts of the world.
Ah.
1 month.
And then a year later, it was released on phones.
Yep.
Huh. Nice.
But no plans for Arena for the foreseeable future.
Thank you, Pinball Witch. All right, then. So that's the Modern Classic.
Indeed.
So, Clues, I assume you're going to take over the Legacy Classic?
Yes, let's take over the Legacy Classic, where 149 players were playing the King of All Formats. And in first place, Zach Allen, fresh off his stint as Chief of Security for Babylon 5, was running Azorius Stoneblade. In second place, Brian Spurlock was, is it Delver? It still is Delver. Delver is still not a card that should have been printed in blue, but thank you for asking, Brian Spurlock. In third place, Casey Lancaster was playing lands, the only viable thing to invest in, let's say, lands. I don't know. I think the real estate, it's probably going to be a bubble too. Look, everything's going to crash. Fourth place, Colin Kassler is playing Eldrazi Post. When it absolutely, positively has to get there and destroy the world, send it via Eldrazi Post. In fifth place,
it's
Donovan
Abram. Better than FedEx.
Probably. In fifth place, Donovan Abraham is playing Grixis Delver. Yeah, no, I still don't want to talk about Delver. It's fine. It's someday I'll get over Delver. Someday I'll never get over Macho Grande. In sixth place, Ulrich Pepke? Pipekey?
I'm going to say Piepke?
Piepke? Okay.
I like that. Let's go with that.
Piepke is playing Grixis Control, which... No, I don't like the control either. What if it were Delver Control? No, that's not good. Grixis. Let's combine the two decks and make Grixis. That's much better. In seventh place, Brett Balka is playing Sneak and Show. And in eighth place, Kazu Negri is playing Storm. I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm going to blind call Ant. Let's take a look.
Looks like it.
Ad nauseum, tendrils, yes, Ant. Totally Ant. Okay, way to go, Clues. You do know a thing or two. Outside of the top eight, we have no elves, no goblins. Dead to us is what we have. We have dead to us. Grixis Control, Azorius Land Tax. More Is It Delver, some miracles. More Grixis Delver. More Storm. Still Ant. Colorless Eldrazi, not to be confused with all of the colored Eldrazi spells. And Mono Red Sneak Attack.
Whoa.
Round out your top 16.
That's remarkably straightforward.
Mono Red Sneak Attack?
Yeah.
Does what it says on the tin.
You just don't usually see that very much. Wow, Combustible Gear Hulk. Cool.
Wait a minute. I have got to call shenanigans on the quote-unquote Mono Red Sneak Attack. Okay. Let's just take a quick look at the land base. 10 mountains. Okay, those are red. Ancient Tombs. Oh, those are colorless. City of Traitors. Oh, okay, those are colorless. Crystal Vein. Oh, those are colorless. All right, so yeah, it's really feeling like mono red. But look at this. Look at this here in the creatures. Combustible Gear Hulk. Sure, red. Inferno Titan. Totally red. Simian Spirit Guide. Also red. Probably a source of mana. World Spine Worm. Well, let me just look at those symbols in the upper right. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that we are not going to cast that. But still, that is totally green. Some Emrakul and Chewy, your buddy, he's here.
Oh, look, it's Grizzlebrand.
There we go.
But yeah, all the things you actually want to cast are red, though. Like, literally.
Yeah, I know. That's fair. I get it.
But if you get out all four Lotus Petals, you could totally hard cast a Grizzlebrand.
You could.
But
you could.
Please
you could,
don't.
You could hard cast that World Spine Worm, too. But
yeah.
Seems kind of weird.
All right. Tournament's over. That also means Monday Night Magic over. Did we lose Clues or no? His eyes moved.
No, okay. I'm reading the chat. I'm sorry.
Well, since you were freezing a couple times earlier, I couldn't tell if you were.
Yeah,
just really
no,
still
I'm sorry. Sometimes I just stand very, very still because then I'm invisible.
Ah, okay. Ooh, Pinball Witch is giving us more amounts. She said the beta for Hearthstone started in August 2013. The game released officially March 2014. So what's that? Like 6 months? Or 9 months? I can't math. August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. It was eight. I was dancing all around it. The open beta started January 2014. It only had a 2-month open beta. Huh. Wow, Magic's been in open beta for a while now. In fact, there's a $1 million tournament coming up soon using Magic Arena, and it's in beta. Is it bad that I'm hoping for some sort of horrible game crash?
You know, I was wondering about that because I figure they probably have got this worked out by now with all of the esports stuff that they're doing. But, you know, if you're at a paper magic tournament and the software crashes, we do have ways to run a tournament on paper. You're not going to like it, but we can make it happen. But if you're like entirely electronic based, if you're entirely arena based and like servers go down, your tournament goes down. Seems kind of worrisome.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not necessarily like for the sake of the players and whatnot, I hope it doesn't happen. But then just because of WotC's sheer audacity, I kind of hope. Like maybe in the semis. You know, when lots of people are watching, just so WotC has egg on their face and they really have to focus. I'm just saying. I might be a horrible person for that, but you know, $1 million tournament beta, you know. Anyway, so let's wrap it up, Clues. What you got?
Like, are we actually wrapping it up? Like, we're actually all the way there? Like, straight up?
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy talk. Hold on, I gotta look at this clock. Let me just... Wow. Okay, all right.
Despite your best efforts, we're in it just over an hour at the moment.
I was gonna say, here it is, just after 10, so Chewy should finish his wrap-up about 11:35. So, I have nothing going on. If you want to hear more from me, I'm on the Twitters. I'm at LockLuze, spelled just like it is in the show notes. Going to be at PAX East this weekend. So if you're going to be at PAX East, say hello. Just wherever you are, just turn, yell, hello, Clues, wave a hand. I probably won't notice, but if you see me, I look like this.
And if you don't see him, he looks like this.
Yeah, I might... Yeah. Let's see now. Is there anything? The only thing I know I'm going to while I'm at PAX is the Magic panel. I intend to be at that. If you're going to be at PAX, there was an important announcement about the Cookie Brigade. Look that up. They made an announcement about it. They're important to support because cookies. And I'll put in a plug for Squee. Squee is away, but Squee is of course a valuable member of the Monday Night Magic team. He is off hunting his eye. He will find it one day, but if you want to reach him, he is at Squee Goblin to Bob. There's no I in Goblin. See also his quest to find the I.
He's in Japan.
He's totally in Japan.
For like last 2.5 weeks.
Last seen at a Denny's.
It's true. He sent us pictures.
He did. He did.
So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's all I got. Great. Take it away, Chewy.
Hi, I'm Chewy.
He is.
I do lots of content, whether it's Monday Night Magic and the Mana Pool, both of which live streamed right here on twitch.tv/themanapool, but also play video games right here on Twitch, like you do on Twitch. And I've been playing here lately some Hearthstone. I got together with Mike over Discord, and we played some Hearthstone on stream yesterday. We played a few games against each other, and then he spectated me playing some games, and then I spectated him playing some games that we were coaching each other. It was a lot of fun. So, yeah. It turns out Hearthstone is better with more people with you. It's weird how that works. You alright, Clues?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay, I'm just
reading. You look like you're staring off into the future.
I hate you so much.
Yeah, you do.
I hate you so much. If you want to know what that means, become a patron and you'll get access to the odds and ends where you'll hear the discussion that Chewy and I had before the show.
It's true.
It is deep and meaningful. It will change your life in that you will have spent some of it listening to that odds and ends.
That is change, yeah. Let's say. Anyway, I forgot Forgot what I was, that was so silly that I forgot where I was going. Hey,
excellent.
I also
have been derailed.
I also put up lots of videos over on youtube.com/themanapool, including, well, there's one that goes up at least every day. Every day. There's one.
Like every day?
Like every day. And on podcast days, there's two.
Wow.
Yeah. So right now, what's been going up? I got a Golden Priest in Hearthstone. That was two videos to finish up getting the Golden Priest. There's some Super Smash Brothers Ultimate World of Light mode. I think the last one of those to go up was... Nope. The next to last one to go up was Dr. Wily and the Cuteness Overload. But the actual last one was Climbing the Ice. Guess who I unlocked in that episode? It's the Ice Climbers. Spoilers. It's not really spoilers, they're in the thumbnail. But still. Coming up, though, in the near future are some more Smash Brothers, some Hearthstone. I played some games, for those of you that are fans of Brian Kibler, I played some games with his Tespionage Rogue deck. And I had some epic games, one of which was literally epic. It's 30 minutes long. After editing, it was a monster, and it was awesome. So I'm pretty sure I was dead like four times, and I got the worst possible academic espionages that you could get. It was awful. It was awful. So you should check that out. And Pinball Witch threw 10 bits to see if she could get another What Was That from Chewy. Ha! I have learned. She got me with that on stream. She said, she sent me the bits and I got the sound and I went, oh, what was that? And I looked and it was like, 10 bits to see if I can get Chewy to say, what was that? I was like, come on, man. That's not fair. Anyway, I keep expecting Clues to interject something and he's not.
I'm trying to let the show run its natural course. I mean, look, this is the point. Look, long ago, like half a show ago, I usually check out and I'm looking at pictures of cats on Reddit while you and Squee are talking about like a modern tournament. I had to like actually pay attention this time. So now I'm just, you know, reading the internet, all of it.
I started with
A.com. Good. After this, I'm going to B.com. We'll just work our way through.
All right.
Oh, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet that the show's live because it's right there. I'm going to retweet Chewy's tweet that the show's live.
Since we're about to not be live, you should probably not do that.
That's exactly correct. No, it's too late. I already did it.
Okay. Anyway, also going up very soon is a Chewy vlog about why, when my Manapool co-hosts gathered, I did not. I missed it. I completely
spite?
Missed it on purpose. Yeah. So if you want to know why, then that'll be going up possibly with Monday Night Magic tomorrow. So that might be live by the time you're seeing this, maybe.
Unless you're seeing this live, and then it's not.
That's true. Yeah. So, yeah. Lots of Hearthstone coming up. Coming up soon. Oh, I finished the heroic Blackrock Mountain Rand Blackhand fight. Finally.
I don't know what that means, but that's great.
So it was a 3 hours of raw footage of me failing at beating this boss in Hearthstone.
Was this like the Cuphead fiasco?
Sort of.
Okay.
I think it was longer than that. I don't remember how long the Cuphead videos were, but yeah, I finally got that video done. It's rendered. I didn't upload it yet, but it will be going up soon because I finally finished it.
Nice. Congrats.
It took something like 6 or so hours. I got it down to less than an hour from 3 hours. So I'm proud of me for that. But I tried lots of different methods, and eventually one of them worked. You can tell I was sort of getting sick of it by the end. Because it was like, come on! And stuff like that.
If at first you don't succeed, check game facts.
No, I refuse to look up how to do any of the bosses. That defeats the purpose. So, yeah, I'm doing it myself. Thus, it took three hours. But some of the games I played with Mike, it's a bunch of Hearthstone and Super Smash Brothers. This is actually what's going up on the YouTube channel here shortly. There's going to be some Plague Inc. mixed in, too, once I get around to doing those. But I want to get all my Hearthstone videos up before the new set comes out, which is on April 9th. So I have to fast-track those, because when the new set comes out, it's standard rotation, which means all of those videos will be obsolete. So that's why there's such a focus on Hearthstone all of a sudden on the YouTube channel. But since that gets more views than Smash Brothers, I'm sure people will appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah. So, with that, I will remind you that the best way to help support what I do with this ridiculous amount of content creation, remember, that's one YouTube video at least every day, and streams like four or five, theoretically four, but I keep having issues, 4 or 5 nights a week, and the 2 podcasts. The best way to do that is to become a lifeguard on patreon.com/themanapool. And lifeguards get perks. Yay! The uncommon lifeguards get early access to YouTube videos, which at the moment it's like 5 or 6 YouTube videos that aren't public yet, so super early access. And early access to Manapool episodes whenever possible. Like, hey, the Manapool got some preview cards for War of the Spark, so you won't get those early. Sorry. I want to get more previews in the future, so you can't get the early. Sorry. It just doesn't work. Anyway, the rare lifeguards get the early access and access to the odds and ends, all the stuff recorded before and after both Monday Night Magic and the Manapool that are uncensored and unfiltered and generally unsafe for consumption. And I bet that is an excellent clip.
Oh, crap.
And the mythic lifeguards get the early access, the odds and ends, and the sponsorship shout out on both podcasts. There it was. And on... all the YouTube videos on the end screen. So I'd like to thank our mythic lifeguards, Kim Ho, Andrew Hunt, Al, Paul David, Lance Delicious, Team Uhelis Haryu, Connor Kennedy, John Morris, Alex Gonzalez, Jeff Spencer, Stuart Slaw, PJ McMullen, Sophia Bertain, Casey, Fayen Says, Danny Liao, Jason Doan, hang on, I scrolled and lost it, Cody Buckowing, Jake Jansons, Jason Kaus, Gothic Man.
You kind of trailed off there.
Wait. But Gothic... What?
Huh?
So... Okay, this is getting a little meta, but Gothic actually canceled his pledge for this month, and this one was not paid, so I just haven't been reading his name. But look, there it is. Huh. Well, that's awkward. So, hey, Gothic Man 2! And Brian DeLucci, Stark Maximum, Keith Moody, John Parker, Violet Moon, Aleph Cat, Dan Holm, Bartle, Mike Millerburn, and the Beastfather, Aaron Goodwine.
Hooray!
Hooray! So, thank you to all of our mythic lifeguards. I literally couldn't do it without you. And also to all of the lifeguards, no matter what tier you're at, I appreciate it very much.
And hey, you know what? Thank you just for listening.
Very much so.
If you can't donate, thank you. Thank you for being here.
If you can't support us monetarily, there are many other ways to do it. Like, for instance, if you have...
Tell a friend.
Yes. The word of mouth is the best way. If there's an episode you like, throw it up on Reddit or something, social media or something, somehow. Spreading the word is absolutely the best way to help that does not cost you any money. Also, if you have... Twitch Prime or Amazon Prime, that means you have Twitch Prime. And this is a thing I haven't talked about in a while. You get one free subscription token to give out every month on Twitch Prime. So you just, if you have Amazon Prime, you link your Twitch Prime, your Twitch account, you'll have Twitch Prime. Boom, there you go. But if you don't give it to me, by all means, give it to somebody that's a smaller streamer, because I assure you, we appreciate it a lot. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much the best ways. Yeah. So with that, we're going to be done with this episode of Monday Night Magic number 646. So I've been Chewy. He's been Clues.
Indeed.
That's been a plush Cthulhu looming behind Clues this entire episode.
Why didn't somebody tell me it was there?
Because we couldn't, because the insanity took us.
Oh, that's fair.
I had a rare moment of clarity, so I could point it out.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Now,
not
I
to
think
look.
By Lovecraft standards, that means I'm about to die.
Yes.
Crap.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, thank you all so very much for joining us, and go play some magic. But not on mobile. Unless it's Valor's Reach. One-handed.
Which isn't really magic.